German teachers answer your questions. What's the right way to say no in German? What's the right way to say no in German?
And what's the difference between nein, nicht, and kein?
At GermanPod101.com, we hear these questions often. In the following situation, Ben Lee, a college student, finds his friend Hannah Hanselman standing outside the door of the conference room, where they're supposed to meet for their group project. The door is locked, however, and Hannah says, I don't have the key.
Ich habe den Schlüssel nicht.
Listen to the full conversation.
Ich habe den Schlüssel nicht. Ich habe auch keinen Schlüssel.
Once more with the English translation.
Ich habe den Schlüssel nicht.
I don't have the key.
Ich habe auch keinen Schlüssel.
I also have no key. Many students can get confused when trying to work out the differences between
nein, nicht,
and
kein.
In German, the word you'll use will change depending on what part of speech it's related to. Let's take a closer look at both responses. Do you remember how Hannah says, I don't have the key?
Ich habe den Schlüssel nicht.
Here, Hannah uses the word
nicht,
meaning not, to negate the verb have or
haben.
You can think of
nicht
as the most basic way to use negation in German sentences. It's very close to the English not and can negate the meaning of a verb, an adverb, or an adjective. For example,
ist nicht schüchtern
means he is not shy. In this sentence,
nicht
is negating the word for shy,
schüchtern,
which is an adjective. It can also be used to negate a noun with a definite article. For example, to say, it is not the dog, you would use
nicht der Hund
to say the not the dog part. Now let's take a look at
kein.
Do you remember how Ben says, I also have no key?
Ich habe auch keinen Schlüssel.
Here, Ben uses the word
keinen,
which is a declined form of
kein,
and literally means no. It's used to negate nouns that have an indefinite article or no article at all. In these cases,
kein
replaces
nicht.
For example, the sentence it is a dog,
es ist ein Hund,
will be negated by replacing the word
ein
with
kein. Es ist kein Hund.
Literally means, it is not a dog. The last way to say no in German is
nein.
This one simply means no, and is used the same way as the English no, as in no thank you.
Nein, danke.
Or as the basic answer to all simple yes-no questions, such as, do you live in Berlin?
Nein, ich wohne in Hamburg.
No, I live in Hamburg. In short,
nein
is the basic equivalent of the English no, and is used similarly.
Nicht
is close to the English not, and is used to negate a verb, a noun with a definite article, an adverb, or an adjective.
Kein
is used only to negate nouns accompanied by indefinite articles, or sometimes by no articles at all. Now let's look at some examples. Our first example is,
ich bin nicht hungrig. Ich bin nicht hungrig.
I am not hungry. Here,
nicht
negates the adjective
hungrig,
meaning hungry. However, in German we can say I am not hungry in one more way, using a noun with an indefinite article.
Ich habe keinen Hunger. Ich habe keinen Hunger.
This sentence literally means I have no hunger. Here, the noun
Hunger,
meaning hunger, is negated using the word
kein.
Let's look at some more examples.
Nicht lustig. Nicht lustig.
Not funny. This uses the
nicht
to negate the adjective funny.
Ich kenne die Antwort nicht. Ich kenne die Antwort nicht.
I don't know the answer. This uses the
nicht
because we are negating
Die Antwort.
The answer. A noun with a definite article. Let's review. Respond to the prompts by speaking aloud. Then repeat after the German speaker, focusing on pronunciation. Do you remember how Hannah says, "I don't have the key"?
Ich habe den Schlüssel nicht.
Listen again and repeat.
Ich habe den Schlüssel nicht. Ich habe den Schlüssel nicht.
And do you remember how Ben Lee says, "I also have no key"?
Ich habe auch keinen Schlüssel.
Listen again and repeat.
Ich habe auch keinen Schlüssel. Ich habe auch keinen Schlüssel.
To say
nein
on its own is often considered rude. If someone asks if you've ever been somewhere, as in,
warst du schon mal in Rom?
Have you ever been to Rome? Simply saying the word no in response might signal to the person that the conversation has ended, and so it might be better to say,
nein, noch nie.
Which literally means, no, never. Great job! Now you know different ways to say no in German. That's all there is to it. Be sure to download the lesson notes for this lesson at GermanPod101.com and move on to the next lesson.